Talking with State Representative Leslie Osborne. Leslie, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things that you told AFR and emphasized to them. Obviously, we've got some folks that don't like animal agriculture in this country a lot, and you talked a little bit about the fact that Oklahoma's not out of bounds for them.
Absolutely not, and I think that we saw that with State Question 744 in the initiative petition process, because the groups that now get initiative petitions on our state ballots tend to be the well-organized, well-funded political national organizations. And, of course, the one that was 744 was the Teachers Union, but what we're going to have to worry about in the future going forward is the HSUS, the PETA groups, and things that their ultimate goal is to get rid of animal-based agriculture in our country.
How do we make that a little tougher for them to be able to climb that bar?
Well, one of the things we're doing is Senate Bill 573 this year that Senator Schultz and myself are running. And what it does is ensures that when you get the required amount of signatures to put an initiative petition on our state ballot, that you can't just get those signatures from the large metropolitan areas, that what you would have to do is get a certain percentage of each of those signatures from our five congressional districts, which would give rural Oklahoma a much bigger say in what was passed. But it also gives equity to those metropolitan areas as well. It's just something that shows an equitable amount of voters in our state are in favor of what will be going on that ballot.
True interest statewide, in other words.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about this measure that's so important to livestock producers that would help address the Eastern Livestock debacle.
Right. The Eastern Livestock Cattle Company, you know, many people and millions of dollars were lost in our state because producers sold those cattle, and then the accounts were frozen. The cattle had already changed into quick other ownerships, and that left us with no regrets if you were one of those producers that was hurt. So what this does is change the lien process in our state so that if you sold those cattle, or whatever group this would be, it could be poultry, it could be anything else, pork, but if you sold that you would still have a security lien until your check cleared, you would still have security lien on where those cattle went, so you would still have your property and be able to be remunerated for what was yours.
Seems like some folks are kind of pointing the finger at Fifth Third Bank, the banker for Eastern Livestock, saying that they were opportunistic as far as when they stopped payment.
And, you know, that may be, and I'll be honest, I'm not totally versed in what that was, but there is absolutely no question that there was an issue that needs to be addressed in Oklahoma because of our producers that were hurt with that. And as we go down this legislative process to get this passed, I don't see any problem with this getting to Governor Fallon's desk and getting it signed. The unfortunate thing is it will not help the producers that have already had this happen to them, that it is putting a terrible financial distress on, but it can at least help us that this kind of issue will not happen in the future.
You were a strong, articulate person regarding 744 in opposition to it. Where do we go in the aftermath of that?
Now, are you talking about where do we go with education?
For education, yeah.
Well, I think that we've got a good start with our new state school superintendent, Janet Barisi, and she is doing a serious look at not just doing the way things have always been done, but looking from kindergarten to graduation to curriculum to social promotion to the amount of hours needed to get into colleges to all of our academic standards. We're doing a full overview at the State Department of Education. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, it's not going to be done overnight, but I truly believe that we've got a legislature, a state school superintendent, and a governor that are ready for change, that we're ready for a more serious education reform package to come through, and I think we'll see it in the next year or two. Like I said, progress is slow with the government, a lot slower than a lot of us wish it was, but I truly believe we're on the right step to getting our test grades up, to graduating more kids that are going to be able to go into higher education and better themselves, and then in turn better Oklahoma.